Vahare. You know we're up to Vahare. We're always up to Vahare. Vahare Nazir, I believe. Vahare Nazir? What about a Nazir? Rahmana Omar. Not allowed to eat what a chatsanim and what zog. The chatsanim are the zog is the people get mixed up which is which, the chatsanim or the zog. I think in the Gemara there's a machlokes which is which, but Rashi says chatsanim are the piss and zog is the outside of the grape. Lo yeyachel. It's non. And we see that you can use a yayin for a nazir. So the Seirish says mutabana. So it's shver. If it's mutabana, why is it mutabana? It says lo yayachel. Rashi Shita in Nazir Daf Dalet is that a nazir is allowed to use wine for kiddush. When the Nazir makes Kiddush, he's Mushba Va'im HaSinai. Since he's already a HaSinai, he's Mukhiyyah to make Kiddush before he became a Nazir. So he can't make the Makabal Naziris to be Mafkiyah himself from this obligation which he has from before him. And since from before him he already has a mitzvah of Kachay Walayayim, he already has a mitzvah of making Kiddush on wine. So not possible to. So a Nazir makes Kiddush. That's Rashi Shita. The Rosh in Nazir is Matzviya on Rashi. What's fair in Rashi? What's fair? He doesn't want to be Shai, he wants to be a Nazir. Fair in Rashi is that Yain is not that right. Huh? The Rosh is Matzviya on Rashi. That's Yayin, the Kiddush is Daraisa, but to do it on wine, that's only Drabbanan. But apparently Rashi holds that the wine is also a Daraisa. And it seems to be Rashi Shita. And therefore Rashi holds that that a Nazir, even though he never drinks wine, but for Kiddush he does drink wine.
Even though the
Mitzvah
Kiddush came before he took on Kabbalah,
it's true, but he can't go now and make himself a mushba. He can't now make himself a shvua. He can't make a shvua now that's steered to the previous shvua. He was mushba Mahasinai to drink wine. He can't make a shvua. He was a type of shvua to not drink wine. He can't put himself in that category and it'll be mafkia his mitzvah drinking wine. That's Rashi Shita. According to Rashi Shita, if you don't have wine, you make an achal. But you're missing the mitzvah. Yeah, you're missing the mitzvah of yayin. So some say they asked on Rashi Shita, who holds that kiddush is supposed to be on wine, that it's shver. What's the problem in Agamar? Agamar says ma'avim l'nazir b'yayin. So how could you ma'av l'nazir b'yayin? And he says lo yeyachel. What's the kasha? The yayin is right for a nazir. He has a kiddush. One kiddush worth out of yayin. A kiddush worth of yayin is not included in his. He's just no yayin except what he needs for kiddush. So ma'av l'nazir b'yayin. Let him make the air with the wine that he'll use for kiddush. And the neva, it's a good air because that much he's much in. Okay, good. This is some said kasha. That the said kasha is maybe Adam Lazar B'yayin is the amount of wine, is that wine of Kiddush which is not included in the Zerus. So he answers that for Kiddush you need a revius of Yayin. And for Erev you need, said yesterday, how much you need for Erev? So it's two revius. So he says that's why the Gemara is in the Kasha. Kiddush by day is definitely the Rabban. Kiddush by day, that's why some people are more mezalvah on the Kiddush by day. They make it on other mashkin. Because the Daraisa, I don't think anybody's mezalvah. Everyone makes makes by night makes some wine. But by day, they're Yidden who don't make on wine, and all the wine is still the chatzila. But being that's a job other than we'll make it. Because now you have no mitzvah. If Yayin would be asa ba'anah, except for the Kiddush, so you would have an exemption of one kapwa. But you don't have an exemption for the second, there's no reason to. You don't need it. Might be a hither, but you have no obligation to be mahadir by taking more. Even if it is a hither. That's right. The Gemara is asking, it should be asa ba'anah, how can you do it? So we're saying, yeah, it's asa ba'anah, except for that cup worth of Kiddush. But the answer is that cup worth of Kiddush is only one kite, not two. If you choose to make two, the second kite will still be asa ba'anah. Only one kite. Yes. Yeah. Okay, I don't understand. We're not learning nothing now, but I don't understand why. Why would Nazir have to drink wine to be yes with someone else's Kiddush? Nazir could be yes with another person's Kiddush. Why does Rashi say, Mushbim Raimim Marasinai, yes, that wine's a Kiddush? He doesn't have to drink the wine. He's a Shliach, but he can drink. Unless there's such a halacha that if a person himself can't drink the wine, it can't be yes with the other person's Kiddush on the wine. Maybe. What? So true, as far as Asur is concerned, no, you're right. Everything makes sense. But that Gemara in Nazir, which is talking only about Shia, we'll have to understand that. Okay, but let's get back to our Gemara. So our Gemara asks, you see, Ma'abal and Nazir, Yain, Amar Papishani Hasam da Mekra, Shumashem Shalachem Tehen. The hair that another cuts off has kiddush. They davarach a kaddish, but nothing else related to nazirus has kiddush. So why media davarach a ksiv? I don't have to come mezuzah. To go back to mezuzah's parents that we use the lashon nizra. What about Chadash? It's a hard kasha to understand. The Gemara seems to be asking that Chadash should be asa ba'anah, even though everyone knows that the Chadash will become mutter the day after Pesach. But it seems the Gemara to have a meaning that before Pesach, let Chadash be asa ba'anah. How do you know it's taka mutter? It's an an kaitzel shachas the machal of a heim. You're allowed to cut shachas. There's two atayim. One is kaitel shachas. You're allowed to cut shachas. Shachas is before it gets ripe. You cut it off and you feed it. The human being can't eat it, but you feed it to your animal. Ooh, machal behema. And the second answer is that even if it's fully grown, you're allowed to rip it off, rip it out of the ground in order to feed it to your behema. We once had this in the first perek. Shani chadash alayatato layelay de kitus. Rashi here brings that kitos to rip out the chadash that's mutter. So we see it's mutter ba'anah. Well, the kasha is nothing to do with Meshech Shematirin. You could wait till after. Well, it's nice to have no, there's no time to wait. It is something that's awesome, it's powerful. So it's Meshech Shematirin. But the Gemara's kasha is, we see that it's be'etzem a davar ha-mutter. There's no suffix yet. The Dabashim kicks in when you have a suffix called Bittle. That's not the issue here. So, the Gemara answers, Shani Asim Dabakot, Ktsirchem, Ktsirchem Shalayim, Chayahay, Vida Ktsirchem, Dechay Yisrael. And so these three are very similar. Truma, Nazir, and Chadash. The Gemara basically, Kashan and Teret, you see it's Mutter, and the Gemara answers, Zeres Akot. Arishwat. Now we come to the one that we'll spend some time on, and that is Shratzim. What are Shratzim? So most when you're a kid, they tell you Shratzim are bugs. Actually, Shratzim are not bugs, they're small animals. And bugs might also be called Shratzim. When the Torah asks the Shratzim that it asks, talking about small crawling animals. Rachman Abba Sheketu Layayachel. Terry says Layayachel, which should imply that it's also Bana. The Tanaan say Yodei Chaya Vaitis Adagim. Is the same thing about Shrotim in this Mishnah? Sayyidei Chaya Vaitis Adagim. Well, it says here is animals and fish. Shinizdam Nulam. Minim Tumeim. You put out a net to capture fish, you get some trace of fish in your net. Mutarim Lomaichel Lodakim. So you see it's Matabahanah. It's so strange because Harish Shrotim. It brings Sayyidei Chaya Vaitis Adagim. What's one thing to do with the other? Maybe Shvatim Asabana, Chaya Vaitis Adagim or Masabana.
Small animals.
The truth is that in that parasha of Sheketsu, it talks about the Hei Chaya Vaitis as well, and Doggy. It's all together in the Torah. Therefore, the assumption is that they all have the same din. That the Shrotim and the other animals all have the same din.
The Torah asks,
no, Pashas is talking about, the Torah supposed to ask the Shrotim, talking about crawling animals. Separate pasture that answers bug. I think this pasuk. In the Havamina, there's also a lot. It's not that they're mutter. Right?
And
if I have
something to say about how we measure it, the size or not, or in the value. So, kind of goes out to
my mind. No, if it would be a kazai, it would have to be a kazai for small bug. It wouldn't be a kazai. With man tiger chayav vayfis dogim zutam leminim tmei mutarim lemaikol adachim. After Moshe, I ask them a kol lachem shulchem yehi. Yihachi afil. Now here's the thing. If we stop before the yihachi, it would be a very routine gemara. It would be exactly the same thing a fourth time. You see something is mutar. The gemara lachem shulchem yehi. It would be very simple. But the gemara goes here for new kasha. Yihachi afil lachatchil anami. The gemara here is if the shulchem yehi. Is matir hanah from behema chayav aitzus v'shrotim the dog in the shrotim? Should we look at chila to be in the shrotim business or in the dog in tmeim business? So that means that this gemara is telling us a chiddush. And on daf yiraf on the aleph, I mentioned this to you briefly, and I said we get to it in the second parak. And that is, this gemara is telling us that there's an issus chayra to do business lachat chila with trefa animals or fish. That is an issur l'chatchila. That's this gemara's kasha. Yehachi l'chatchila nami. The gemara says shani yachim dam akroy yu bavi yasim yu. What's going on? The gemara here in passing tells us a tremendous chiddush. That is an issur of l'chatchila doing business with trefa animal. You know, it'd be in the if you want to open a grocery in the Gaisha neighborhood and sell. Ham is Mutabana. You like to sell ham. You want to open a sausage factory? So it says here that it's awesome. Somebody has an opportunity to open a McDonald's. So you can't open a McDonald's. You're not allowed to open a McDonald's. It's what's that? It's no one who's higher with the farm asurim because of the part of you, by the us and Yehu. Sheket, what does it say? You, Lachem. So it's awesome. Okay, that's the good one. You let it sell, you let it have a pet shop and sell dogs and cats?
That's
types of dogs and cats, that's what's about horses. I always wonder what happened to all the horses. Like before cars, there were millions of horses in the world, everyone needed a horse. And then they invented the car, so where did all the horses go? I don't know, I just wonder about it. I wonder about funny things sometimes. Types of, I'm gonna cry, you about the earth and you. In Taimar, in case, listen to Chamayr, it doesn't even. Because everyone sells horses. Everyone sells donkeys. How else do you, a horse is a car and a donkey is a truck, right? In order to go places, they had horses. In order to schlep heavy things, they had donkeys. So how are you allowed to be in the horse and donkey business? יש לי מאד בנידי דאחילה מאיר דאק. How do you know? So he says, it's only dark when you need Achim. The Pasha, the Pasha of eating. So if it's not eating, then it's Mutter. That's what it seems to be. If you're Shami, then it's after Shri, it's by Perechet Parech. Harei Chamar V'gama, Mishani, L'malach San Hei Gedim. Let it grow them to do, you're allowed to raise them to say to do work. Vim Taiva. Zemina B'Geruba, Asi Yisrael, L'gad L'chazeyim. Says a parak meruba that I think that's takana that Yeshua made that you're not allowed to raise hogs, you're not allowed to raise chazerim. Typically, I mean, they're right off. You're not in the chazer business. Chazerim are not the malacha. Chazerim are to be killed, to be slaughtered. So why does that say it should be also? It should be also. What's the kasha? Typically, it's also in the fire. Yeshua the Afkamina will make him ba'ar. Now Afkamina was that the Chazal put an ar on someone who raises Chazer. Yinami Hadas with their eyes. I know the stock of Elim Kol Nachli Lechol. This is a title to sell for eating purposes. Aber the stock of the Shumnon Oy Ba'aron live. Second Chiddush of Tayyip. First place it said live animals for work, you're allowed to deal with. Place Nachri is a new Chiddush. You're allowed to sell trade for oil or hide, that is no issue. That's not included in the Isra Schaira. The Isra Schaira is to do business in Chazam meat. But if they have an oil which is used to smear or hide pig skin, that's your latitude. Well, for yourself to use to smear or to light. Atalachi the Chazerim. So for that, they ask the Chazerim, but that's not also in a Torah. Anyway, now need to be the Damulai, but she's not in the Yerusha, and the Godwin. Well, now, by Chaz, the Chiddush is even this Damun, the Yarshin, that obviously Yarshin is for someone who didn't have air. But if you hear Yarshin, it's saying the God.
That means
is this Rabban, or? That means this is one issue to Rabban, this is their right on Chayra, and that does not apply to anything but eating purposes, that this is their right. He says, Rabbanan applies only on Chazerim, and then even on Tosafot for Shamnan, Mahadlet, even for non-Shri purposes. No other way, Chazerim. That's what we're saying. Now, what? The Rabbanan is only a Chazit after that. Now, what I would really like is what about a football made out of pig skin. Is the Chazal is raising pigs for the skin, which you're allowed to buy pig skin. The Chazal made out. Okay, that's another Gadol Chazal. I would like for you to take out of your day to cook your dayan. It took his Issus Chayra and to learn through. It's very interesting, a couple of very interesting speeches, Shach and Taz of the Sechuzes. They're all, for those of you who never learned Yeridaya, it's a good experience learning Yeridaya, it's an interesting lingud. Those of you who learned Yeridaya, so it's just something to add to the list of Samanin. It's a short simon, but it goes through the Isurei Schaira and the whole sugya, I mean, the Mishnayis, the Gemara from Mishnayis Shviyas, but as far as Gemara is concerned, this is the whole Gemara. The crucial, the main machlaikis in this Sphira, there are many machlaikis, the main machlaikis is whether the Isra to do business with trefa food, a trefa good, whether that's an Isra Deiraisa or an Isra Drabana. Isn't an Asmacha Bialma? Or is it a Nisa Dairaisa? The Shita of this Taisus is that it's a Nisa Dairaisa. Because when Taisus brought down Baba Kama Pei Beis, as Lashon was, that the Gemara there says, Arthur Yisrael, the God of Chazerim, Taisus Lay, the Midairaisa offer. Taisus clearly holds that doing business with Traces is a Nisa Taira. It's a Nisa Dairaisa. There's a Tshuva in the Tshuva Sarashba, who writes that the iser of doing business, of chayra, is an iser de rabbanon, gezeira, shema yachol mehem. It's a gezeira de rabbanon, that if you're going to be in the sausage business, you're going to end up eating the sausage. If you're in the chayra, if you have tray for food in your grocery store, you're going to end up eating tray for food. The Chazal said, midrabbanon, it's the iser gezeira, shema yachol. There that you might eat. You might eat it. Our sugi is mashma which way? If you only... Oh, so that's why... Very good. because you see, it's half good. In the high business, it's very good. If you last so high, why? Because there's no gezeirah shem yechol. You last so horses for riding, because there's no gezeirah shem yechol. That's all good. But... The Yarcha Shulchan says, and Afkamina between the two shitas would be, if you have oil, which is edible, but you're selling it not for food, you have edible oil, but you're selling it to smear on, or to light, or to smear on light, whatever reason. So according to Taisis, it's mutter. Because according to Taisis, it's a Deris HaKasuf, that's in the Pasha of Achila. If you're not selling it for Achila, then it should be mutter. However, according to the Shach, that if the Gezeira Shema Yechol Mehem, that Gezeira Shema Yechol Mehem would apply on anything edible, according to the Rosh Hashanah. Even though you're not selling it for eating purposes, but you're selling edible food. And he says that it will be also according to the Rashba, and it will be a Nafkamina. Now there's a much bigger nafkamina of Ibnahazah between the two shitas. If it's an iser d'oraisa or if it's an iser d'rabbanan shemi yachol mehem, that nafkamina is whether you're allowed to have stock in a company, let's just say whose main or whose only or main business is machalei kasura. Okay, let's say McDonald's is one of the S&P 500, right? It's big. Only in America, the 500 biggest companies in the world include the two that sell cola, right? Pepsi and Coke. Not only America, not only soda important enough for one, right? But Pepsi and Coke are Kashi. Well, McDonald's is trade. McDonald's has the meat. That's its main business. I assume it's its main business. So are you permitted to own stock in McDonald's or in Purdue? Purdue's on the stock market. Are you allowed to invest in Purdue? What's an afkamina? According to...
According to...
See the Taisis of the Rasha, right? According to Taisis, it should be Chayish, it will be awesome. Because it's a director to be involved in Chayra of Machalik HaSurah. So according to Taisis, it should be awesome. According to... the Rashba, the stock says it's there, Shema Yachol Mehem. Now, if you own stocks at McDonald's, it doesn't give you a right to eat. There's no gezeira, you might eat. Because the stockholder has no right to any of the food in the company. So, according to the Rashba, it should be Muslim. Now, comes out a tremendous afkamina between the two shitas, whether you're allowed to have stocks in these companies.
If
you're the owner of the company, you can come to eat it.
No, if meat comes to your warehouse and it's all packaged,
but
you never entertain the
meat itself,
it's
still in package. Nachum is asking that maybe even like the Rashba should be off. The Chazal asked it because you might eat it. Chazal asked if you might eat it, so who cares if you happen to have a circumstance where you're not eating? You may be sort of a light cloak, but you can't be doing it anyway. I can't prove it, except that the Pesach seems to assume that if by definition you have no rights, if you're an owner of a store and everything's packaged, you have a right to open it. You might not. But you make your own gezeira, and it's different. But, you know, I once mentioned to you a klal. And light clothes, remember? When do you say light clothes? When it's a gezeira drabanan. When do you say that no, it doesn't apply in this case. I think I told you the shame of the Eishes, that in the original rule, Chazal made no exception. Let me say my quote. But Chazal said, Chazal is Hashem. Why? Because there might be someone in the audience who needs to be Eishes or Chazal is Hashem. Even though there's none of that, there's nobody in the shul needs to be Eishes. But the original Takana was a light quote. So there is the light quote. If the original Takana was made with exceptions, for example, the example he brings is if you leave drinks open, no one's in the room, called Gimel. Even that overnight, even just for a period of time, you leave a drink open in the room, so Chazal said, you know, I'll drink it later. Because the chashash for the snake might have come in and been makul aris in the drink. So, with men like that, we don't have snakes in our city. So we're makul. What do we say, let's vote? The answer is there they originally made an exception. Because there, Chazal said that if you hang a basket from the ceiling and you put a drink into a basket that's hanging from the ceiling, which people used to do, so animals, small animals can't, mice can't come and get it. If you put an open drink and something hanging from the ceiling, the snake can't get to it. So then it's worth it. So in the original takana they made exceptions. And you don't say, let's vote. So that's together. By Schaira, the original takana, they made exceptions. Right? They said you're allowed to do it for hadlaka, and you're allowed to do it for eiris, you're allowed to do it for gadol or susim, for other purposes. So the takana was made where the chashash lead it. So in this that case, the assumption is that according to the Rashba, that it would be more. Yeah. You make sure Shmuel after you're missing the mitzvah Chazaras Hashas. Mm-hmm. You want the kind of Takana the way it should be. What's the Heter? The Heter is that under certain circumstances, there's a Heter not to make Chazaras Hashas. You don't make Chazaras Hashas Samarta, you could be in a rush. You don't make sure. The only way I make sure Shmuel has, right, for specific reasons. Somebody wants to go to work. For work purposes, for Panaka purposes, it's Mutter. Yeah, there are cases with Mutter. There are Mutter Samarta. Anyway, the bottom line here is that we have a second nafkamina between the two shitas. If you remind me at the end of the show, I get back to stocks, but I don't want to get ahead of it, some people rely on. But now I just want to talk about this machlokes, and this is the Raita and this is the Rabbanan. We have two nafkaminas. A third nafkamina, which is the subject of a chalukah dais, whether you're allowed to work in a company that deals with machlokes service. Let's say somebody wants a summer job. He gets a job, he's a checkout person at McDonald's. Well, he won't go in his yarmulke and his beard, man. It's funny, but put on a cap. But let's say he'll be a checkout. Or better yet, they're grocery. Local Pathmark, he'll work at the checkout camp. And they do business with machlokes service. Is there any issur to work with the Chayra of Machalas HaSuris? Of course the type is the place can assume that it's Mutter. Because the issue is to do Chayra. The issue is to do business. Let's say you're going to be the delivery man. You're going to drive delivery. That's not answer because you're not doing business with it. You're hired to work. But you know, that's not Chayra. Chayra is to do business with it. According to the Rashba, the Gezeris, you might eat from it. So there, it's already not clear. The place can argue, according to the Rashba, the Gezeris Shem Yechol Mehem, is that also right? The answer is on the Maisa, of doing the work with it. Or not? The Maisha says that if the store doesn't let the worker eat from it, then it's not even according to the Rashba. In other words, if they're going to deliver it, Mr. Moshe Shaila, he has a shadow, he's the delivery person. So Moshe says if the store doesn't let the workers eat from the food, then in Achinami, then it's not even like the Rashba. But if the store allows workers to eat from the food while they work, so then it should be off the front of the Rashba.
Not completely.
the lashon of the Rashba, you might, it seems to be that you might come to eat from it. You have to also understand the Rashba slightly differently. You're saying it, you're going to have to buy it, maybe he'll be tempted.
Well,
there's been a customer, right? Okay, well, that's the way. No, but he's saying, if you're working with it a whole day, you'll be tempted. Moshe assumes not that way.
What?
And I get on your hands off, though. Because I'll be not touching
it in the car. No, you might touch it,
because
you might absolutely not.
According
to him, why
are you hired to work with him? Because Chayra means selling at a profit, buying and selling at a profit. You can pay by the hour. That's the package. So these are some nafkaminis. There's an interesting shaila when you learn. If you learn Kofutan, you'll see in the Arafayim, and I think in one of the others in the bottom, they bring the Shaila if you're allowed to sell mummies. Mummies. What mummies are? Mummies are a human body. Right? The Mitzrayim, the Yechantu Eisa in the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim is to preserve bodies. How do you know how to preserve bodies? If you want to preserve the body. The Mitzrayim took out all the insides, and they shellacked the body, and the body preserved. Yeah, bodies that thousands of years old. And you can go to museums and see bodies. So they bring down, the place came on the page, bring down the Shaila, if you're allowed to do the Mishmonava. If you're allowed to be in the mummy business, if you're allowed to be in the business of dealing with selling mummies, if you do this with Chayra, what should be the Shaila be? My whole life is too, right? No, you don't die. I've seen all the places assume that this Torah is on all the room. And glad if you hold Basar Adam as Asim and Atari, it isn't, you learn it from this Tarsha. You learn from that Torah. So they talk about whether there is to apply to something that mummies are not royal achilas adam. They're tolem. Nobody's going to eat it. No one's going to eat it. Not royal achilas adam. According to the Rashi, there's no question this one. No chashash should come and eat it. Even if you have a tithe to eat human flesh, but it's not royal achilas. What? That's true. We're not talking about the Joy Lachilat anyway. We're talking about ancient mummies. You're a little bit. Okay? If you're the one doing the Chanat, that would be interesting. But according to the Raj, would certainly be Mutter. According to the Quaker Taishas, that this is their right to do Spiral Macholik Asuri. So, one's declaring Mutter or Asuri. Yadakrayim there is Matsniya on the Mishnah Lamela. He says the body is also Bahano in the first place. We also have to sell our Hano. Why is the Mishnah Lamela clearing his business as Chayra? It should be also Bahano. So the answer is the Gaisha body. The Gaisha body is the Machlaikis to the Machaber and the Grah. If the Isser of Hano from his body is also the Machlaikis to the Machaber and the Grah, it's the Machinan, the Mishnah Lamela is going. With the assumption that a guy Shabbat is mitzvah. So these are some nafkaminis in the Rashban Taisis. Now, our Gemara is a raya to our Gemara. Could you learn our Gemara that it's in the Rabbanan? Not possible. And this is the only Gemara on this Aspire. It's the only Gemara, the Amishnai. But this is the only Gemara. Look at the words in the Gemara, it's a Tela in the Rashban. What does the Gemara say? How do we get into this? Shani Hakam Gama Kor Lechem Shulchem Yehe. You're allowed to sell Yizamdu Lo Yitzayda Chayev Ayit Zidav Yiv Mutter Tzad Shulchem Yehe. It's Mutter. It's like the Gemara Yehav Yatsa Lechatzila Nami. So you should be allowed to sell it Lechatzila. That's the Kasha. According to the Rashba, the Gemara Lechayra makes no sense. Yehachi Lechatzila Nami. Yes, and that's why it's Mutter. There are bonus, you might eat it. What's the Gemara's kashi? You should be allowed to do the chatzilah. That's the Divine Passion. So a number of Achrayim try to explain the Rashba Shita. Try to come to an understanding. How did the Rashba learn up this Gemara? Yehachi lachil and ami. You follow the Kasha? What the Kasha is, if Lachem shall tell you, hey, it's Matthew or Hanar from animals, you should be allowed to sell lachatzila. The Kasha is, you are allowed to sell, because the Rashba, you are allowed to sell lachatzila in the Torah. Now, but later came and answered, the Torah taka Matthew. But there are a few tzurot in the Taz, you'll see the Taz, the Cotton Aleph, he learns that the Rashba is later that the Etzem Isser is an Isser Dairaisa. But we find in one other place that this concept of the Dairaisa that was given over to the Rabbanan to make the Dharma for. There are other places in Hilchos Kalam Ayin. The Rosh says, the first Rosh in Ayin Katan, I believe, says that Isser Kalam Ayin, Malachim Kalam Ayin is Dairaisa. Well, it was given over to the Rabbanan to make rules. So they made rules for Dover. Or they will make rules for... The Dairaisa was given over to the Rabbanan to make a Dover. So the Taz learns in the Rashba that it's tucking into their eyes. It's only us to Shema Yechol? Yeah, because the Rabbanan was given over the Kayak to set the rules. That's the Taz sheet. But it's not totally as far as the Taz. It's take it or leave it. The Yeshua here, it was a very interesting shot. So Yeshua learns that the Rashba holds it to the Rabbanan, it's tucked the Rabbanan. He's not a Shadrach. But there's a rule that the Rabbanan don't have a kayak to answer a heter hamafurish b'krah. A heter that's mafurish in the pasuk, the Rabbanan don't have the kayak to answer. That's a geder in Yisroel and the Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan can't answer things that are mafurish b'krah. For example, one of the exceptions to this is chaylev. Chaylev, if you go to a butcher store when they have chaylev that they cut off the meat, the chaylev they're allowed to sell. There's no way for chaylev and chaylev. Why? So the reason is because it's mafurish and krah. It says by chaylev ye yosel l'chol malach. It says you're allowed to use chaylev l'chol malach with anything you want. So since the Torah says the chaylev ye yosel l'chol malach, a heter a mafurish to krah, Chazal can't answer. Or another example is a Taz, it happens to be a Taz, in Hilchos Shabbos. Chazal, we know that Chazal said that you don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos because you might carry the shofar. Or you don't lay the Megillah on Shabbos, if Purim is on Shabbos, because the Gezeriah might carry the Megillah. Or you don't shake a lulav on Shabbos because the Gezeriah might carry the lulav. Why are you allowed to make a bris meal on Shabbos? Why don't we make the same gazelle? You might carry the knife. You might carry the baby. Why don't we make the same gazelle on carrying? Emphasize. Because Mila on Shabbos is Mephorish Vikra. How do we know Mila is Becha Shabbos? It's a rebuy. We learn out of a pasuk that it's Mephorish Vikra. The Pharisee of extra words in the Torah that's matter. So if the Torah was Matthew Behedya, the Rabbanan have no kayak to ask. What? If a bris, Shalait is Ma'anai, that's a custom also. We learn that. Really, you shouldn't be allowed to do a bris on Shabbos. Shabbos is an Asayin Alay, they say. The Shabbos is an Asay. So an Asayin Alay, they say, an Asay. Not the Mishnah. There's a Reboy that's Ma'aga, bris Milah, is Ma'anai, that's your latitude. Now the Rabbanan later couldn't answer that because Mephorish B'Kra. So the Taz, this is actually a Taz's rule, and the Pnei Yeshua puts it into Agama. Pnei Yeshua says that that's Shad, the Gemara, the Yehachi L'Chatzila Nami. The Gemara needs to say, how could the Rabbanan ask the Tchaira, do you have a Beferish of Pasid L'Chem Shol Chanyeh, which is coming to tell us, that you're allowed to do business with my Chalei Chasurai. So how could the Rabbanan ask her? How could the Kulanami? How could they ask her? How could the Rabbanan can ask her? I had to have a first what's more apparent? It is an asmasa in the pasuk itself. Yiyu ba'aviyot yiyu. However that may, however you today learn the asmasa, how it's masa in the pasuk. But that is how it's Yeshua when it's up with Gemara. That's the Drabbanan. And in Mark, Kasha was, Drabbanan came after a head of a first book.
That's the reason why he came to the
What you're saying sounds very similar to what Yeshua was saying. Yeshua says the Torah is not here, you can't ask it. What you're saying is maybe generally you could, but here it's different because of why? Do you want to say a unique reason for it?
It's a hierarchy, what's more important, Shabbos or something else.
And the Torah says Shabbos is more important than Shaifer. Nothing of an act of Shaifer.
It does.
There's no contradiction in the first place. There are other tourism on the Mila Kasha, but the point anyway is the aside. The point is the aside Yeshua uses to fit into this Gemara. Yeshua says something else which is very nice. He says Bechelev we're not here because it's Mefurish B'Kras. Yeyasa L'chom Alacha Bechelev you're allowed to spiral it. Now, by the Nevelis and Traces, what does it say? It says, L'Gerisha B'Sharecha Titnana V'Achla. By Nevelis, Haymachor Marnachri. It's Mufurish in the Pasuk, by Nevelis and Traces also, that you're allowed to sell it. How could the Rabbanan ask that you're not even in the Nevelis and Traces? But he moves specific people. Haymachor Marnachri. He says to a Gerisha B'Sharecha, you're allowed to sell Nevelis. So why can't we open an avail business and sell an avail to a guy? So first the cross. Yeshua says no. But the pasuk is talking by nizamlu. The pasuk is talking, somebody has an animal, and he needs to shift it. And it comes out to be an avail. I'm not talking about somebody goes out to do an avail business. Doesn't say yasa l'chol malacha. The pasuk means that if you're stuck with an avail, so give it to the ger or sell it to the guy. So the pasuk is talking about nizamni. Some of that person stuck in the name. In Achinami, Chazal made a heter of nizamnu. That's the heter of this gemara. Sidei oifar chayv esdoshin nizamnu lahem minim tamei mutar. That's also mafurish b'kras. The heter of nizamnu is actually in the pasuk of nevelos and traces. So this is where Yeshua learns up this sugya, this gemara. And we have here the chiddush of the Issachira and the kula of the heter of nizamnu. Well, let's just talk about nizamnu for a few minutes. The heter of nizamnu is a subject of a certain amount of debate. What's the geder of nizamnu? What makes something nizamnu? What does nizamnu mean? Nizamnu means if you put out a trap and you want to catch tuna fish, which are kosher, and when you pull up your net in the tuna fish batch, you also have some trefa fish. So you would think you have to throw the trefa fish back into the ocean. So we say no. Nizamnu lai, if it happens to come your way, nizamnu lai is mutter. That's the heter of the Gemara. It's not when you put out a trap, you got it back yourself. It's not a shulchan. He says a tremendous broadening of the heter of Nizamnu, and today there's Arayayim, there are places that argue about this, there are places that rely on this, and places who don't. He says, he talked about a grocery. You have a super. Kashrut is that if Jews open a shop, right, they can only carry foods that are kosher. Only foods that they know are kosher. And if it's a shopping, shopping kosher, so according to the Rashi, it would be what they're shopping up on them. And according to the Tyson, it would be shopping up on them. That would be the pattern. He says, Yeshli, Lumit Chus, Abalech Hanuyas, Shemazikim Eklon Mechila, Gan Tirvei Dogen Tumayim, besides the fact that they carry kosher foods, they have trace of fish. Apagati with the rice asurim, despite the fact that these fish are trace, mina tayra, the zed doyme gamken with side dogim tmeim with tahir biyachat. He says that this is similar to the zamnu. Why is it the zamnu? He says, kiva the ikira esik, hu bishriyol machol hu mashkin amutarim. Really, most of the business is kosher food. The zebuk rochim lahaz the jamkein, dim leikein yagir lahem hefsin to parnasosam, may hadoshim maichel zeh. Dim leikein lahem maichel zeh, yes, he do. Hapidim ishai devar. And he said he's saying. The saying is, in order to get the goyim into your store, you have a shop right, you're not selling to the Jews, you're selling to goyim too. In order to get the goyim into your store, they're going to buy all the dvarim ha-mutarim, milk and juice and soda and bread and all the dvarim ha-mutarim. If you're not going to carry a full line of product, then they're going to come to your store, they're going to go to your competitor. So in order to get them into the store to buy the sharei lachol mashim ha-mutarim, you have to have a trace of food too in order to get them into the store. So that's called the zamnu. Follow? I think you can tell this in English. No?
He's doing the zamnu purposely. I think it wasn't purposely.
You're doing the zamnu purposely.
No, you just got your hands.
There's two positions. One is that you're doing the zamnu purposely. You're putting yourself into a situation. And two, that this is called the zamnu. Okay, so that's why I was splitting it. In other words, the fact that you're doing the lachatzila, you know you're getting into it, so I can accept that. Maybe every time you said it, yes, you know some of the possibilities to catch the trace of fish. But so that I can understand. But to say this zamnu sounds like a stretch. This wasn't zamnu to you, it didn't fall into your lap. You're putting it there because you need it for your business. Your business requires that you have this as well. It's a very good finish. I mean, you are placed in Moab Sayyid Mahandir. A number of places in Moab Mekah, and there's some places in Moab Mekah. It's an issue of debate.
Does he say that
tremendous finish? It's a broadening of Nizam.
Does he say that
word? Kufyat Zayin, Chavab Chavzayin.
Does he say that word with the
He seems to say that the ikkar has to be the kosher. Ikkar ha'isik will be shoshari ma'chol ma'ashim
utzai.
That's
really true of the
Shaparit. So maybe Shaparit is a bad example, because the whole meat section is safe and the fish section. Maybe Shaparit is even a bad example, but it has to be ikkar, has to be dvar ma'am utzai.
He wouldn't stop with this. He himself wouldn't go out and start. If he had a story, he wouldn't tell him ma'chol ma'ashim utzai.
It's true, in languages, you actually got the woman's foot. But, Okay, it's true. He says a blushing woman's foot. He doesn't say a blushing woman's foot. Sure. If he did in this case, he's doing it because his business wouldn't be viable in the other way. He couldn't run his business today.
It's not a business
anymore,
but the
business around buying
it,
other items
in the store.
Yeah. But you see, Lamarck is doing this too. You can't say he's not Kabbalah's player on the firm in the Duncan Slade. He's selling it like every other product. It's just the header is because he wants the other thing. It's a stress on
that.
Pashtus, din of suffering should be totally in there, but it should be like a fourth and a communion compared to the fifth or whatever we're holding. Because the rice would be spacious. Pashtus goes to their rice, but the rice should be a fuller. And the rice goes to their butter, but the rice should be a fuller. Any business where the main business is the Varma Mitzvahim, and Agat, this side business, the Varma Mitzvahim, which is needed to bring the person into the store.
And you get this type of thing from the...
Yeah, from the Zambit. The Gemara of the Zambit. Now, there is a Nag of Yehuda, which is also in this article, which again, if you, Hashem, you look in your Kuntu Zayin, you'll see that it's a tshuva. He had a tshuva to someone who was in the fur business. As I might have mentioned this to you on Dr. Rama. Somebody was in the rabbit fur business, and he catches rabbits, skins the rabbits, and makes fur hats or fur coats out of the rabbit skin. Now, when you skin a rabbit, you get the insides too. You can't catch just rabbit skins. You have to catch the whole rabbit. And when you pick up the skin, you're left with rabbit meat. So he has to be a Yehuda if he's allowed to sell the rabbit meat or not. The Nagib Yehuda was not here. He considered it Nizamnu. And the reason he considers it Nizamnu is because you're allowed to catch the skin. And when you catch the skin, you have to catch the inside. So the Nagib Yehuda says you can argue. You can say it's different. When I'm out to catch kosher fish, and the trace of fish find their way in, they just happen to find their way in. When I'm catching a rabbit, I know you can't catch the rabbit unless you get the whole rabbit. He says, it's a suffix to me, it's such a clear svara, but he writes, hey, yes, we passed him, if this is Rabbanon, you could be made, that's his logic. And the Yehuda apparently passed him that it's a svara like the rabbit, that's only if it's Rabbanon. He says, maybe for a lie on my svara. The truth is that the Chassam Sefer disagrees, the Chassam Sefer has a tshuva, and he also permits their right. Which is why it's impossible to say, the Dina, had a passing, it's a machosh lady who didn't have some cipher. So, how are we going to pass him, right? It's just silent. So, but Akopayim read the Yehuda and says this heter. There's a very interesting heter, I don't want to get back to stock. It's Shumas HaMarshad. Marshad was the gadol in the pre-war Hungary. And the Talmud of the Maharshik, I believe. The Marshad has a heter. Now, let me first tell you. Let's say you buy stocks in a fund, let's say in a S&P 500 fund, or 500 companies. So there, luckily you have the heter of the Achashofan. Like you have a supermarket, and you have trade with kosher. So here, in order to get into a mutual fund, you would have to have kosher and trade together. You follow what I'm saying? Your pickup on is not from McDonald's. You just want to get into, you consider that this type of fund is the safest or it's the most profitable. In order to get into it, you have to have, as a 500 companies, you have five that are primarily in the So you would have to have a short contender of McDonald's. What about investing directly in McDonald's? That cost us that awesome. Mashad had a heter. His heter was based on an understanding of the stock market, which I personally appreciate, but yes, not everyone appreciates. In other words, not everyone would analyze it the same way. Marshad analyzes stocks as not being ownership at all. All stocks are is a sort of, as I would call it, like a big casino, a gambling casino, where you put money on different companies, that their stocks will go up or go down. In theory, when you buy stocks, the more Coke they sell, the more the value of Coke goes up. The more Pepsi they sell, the more value of Pepsi goes up. In practice, it's not that way. The fact is that it's related. Earnings, of course, are related. But it's not that way. The value of the company fluctuates for many other reasons. And the Mashad, who was talking yet before modern stocks, he was talking in the stock market in his early days, held that stocks are nothing more than they're not true ownership. They're nothing more than a bet on the value of the company. You don't own anything, you don't possess anything. And he held, first of all, he held that if you own stocks in a chametzik company, you don't have to sell it before Pesach, which is a selfish island. You sell it, somebody has stocks, you sell your stocks before Pesach. So many people sell it with the mechir to the guy. They sell the stocks to the guy along with the mechir. But the mashak, he said, you don't have to do that. You don't own anything. Where you are is laying money on the betting money, and instead of betting it on a horse, you're betting it on a company. But what? That's another question. Are you allowed to bet on the stock market? But really, you're allowed to bet. It's not a math, but it's just a complicated issue. I don't get the betting. But at any rate, the mashak held that you're allowed to, that there's always a player in the stock. I saw this mashag, I think, in the Sharma of the Shiram Balach, and he brings it down. But the practice is not that way. If then somebody gives me a shayla, I would tell him not to invest in a company which is primarily machalas of suras, because it's a shayla. And these are a little bit of these halachas. Maybe tomorrow we'll touch on it a little more. I'd appreciate it, those of you who are not in the middle of finals, at least, took the time to finish the design.